Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
See a chance, gotta take it, wanna meet my fate. Cause the last thing I ever wanted was to find out it's too late.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue. Very excited about having our good friend Bill Dunkelberg on the show, and we're wrapping up our report. He's providing us with the NFIB Small Business Index of Small Business Optimism. And Bill, and by the way, folks, you can find that at nfib.com. You can find the report there. You can find it at Bill's website, which is smallbiz.org, B-U-S, smallbus.org. He's gracious enough to allow us to post it on our website, so you can find it there as well. I encourage you to go and read the summary. You might want to get into the other details, but to read the summary because it's outstanding. It'll really help you. Bill, thanks again for all that. Now we talked about labor hiring. We talked about sales, capital spending. You know, this is a big month for capital spending because this is the last time you can buy something and deduct it and you know, get the service and deduct it this year in taxes.
Assuming that 179 actually gets redone.
They still haven't done it, have they?
No, they will, but I mean, this is part of the stupidity. I mean, if you want to plan ahead, you know, like businesses do and talk about the future, you got to know what you have with certainty out there, and you just don't with this administration.
I wrote an article about this about a month and a half ago. Talking about how stupid this was, and people came out of the woodwork saying, dentists saying, yes, you know, I mean, people don't think about that a lot of times. We think about a lot of small businesses only buying, you know, a computer or something. But if a dentist wanted to refurbish his office, that could be $500,000.
Yeah, and we had in our big increases. This, you know, we did have a nice increase in the percent reporting that they made an outlay. So they're telling us they're spending money. And it's basically the gain was in vehicles and equipment. That's what people were buying, you know, very expensive stuff. And, you know, it's very important what 179 is and what the limits are. And, you know, it's always a secret.
And, but folks, this, this is the direct expensing. I actually talked about it a little bit earlier in the previous interview. This is the direct expensing of capital items.
Right.
Certain qualified items. Up to an amount that currently is $25,000, but the amount had been $500,000, and now we've been waiting all year long on the Congress to renew that extension.
And it's a secret. We just don't know what number we're going to get.
Yeah, that's right.
But they wonder, Bill,
why the economy is not doing any better than it is.
They
don't realize that behavior of theirs has a direct connection in bogging down sales.
Yeah.
Because if I'm waiting on to know what the expense is, what the number is,
I've got a
contract laying on my desk from a company that's trying to put a sale through, and I'm not ready to sign it because I don't know what my tax bill is going to be.
Right. Uncertainty is the enemy of economic growth, and this administration, and including the Fed, have generated huge amounts of uncertainty. You just don't know what's going to happen and how they view the future.
They manufacture it, folks. We don't just live with it. They manufacture it. What about inflation?
There's no inflation, is this good news? We have, 14%, cutting prices and 15% raising prices. Seasonally adjusted was a net 3% raising prices. So, you know, there's no inflation pressure. But again, you don't get inflation until the demand for stuff pushes up against our ability to supply it. And if you look at, say, you compare this recovery, consumer spending growth in this recovery averaged about 1.5%. a year versus in the 1983 recovery, 3.5% a year. I mean, so the consumer's not there, and so we can produce everything anybody wants. The demand is weak. That's why employment growth is weak. Of course, you'd hire more people if you had more customers, and that's it. That's where we're going. Consumer sentiment fell again. I mean, they're not very optimistic. You still have the people who think government policy is good outnumbering those who think it's bad in the Michigan survey, like 3-1. And that's regardless of whether you're an R or a D. people don't like what Washington is doing.
Yeah, and it's showing up in the poll, in the presidential polls too, isn't it?
And of course, polls are all over the place. So I'll just make it interesting. I noticed Fox did a piece a week or two ago about the quality of surveys
right. And
polls and so on. I just saw got a notice from a survey that said 61% of small business owners can't get credit or complaining about credit. And I just,
I'll just tell you,
our numbers are 3% of the owners said their borrowing needs weren't met. And that's 1% above the record low reached in September.
And the rest of them don't want a loan.
Yeah, they don't want a loan because the future doesn't look good when
that's
you
right.
lose the money.
They got no reason to grow. Hey, Bill,
yeah. Thanks
for being here. Good job as always. Come back
thanks,
again real soon. Bill Duckenberg, ladies and gentlemen, NFIB.com. Don't forget to check that out, smallbiz.org. And we'll get Bill back on again next month.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.